the long history of Florida. Let's go back 12,000 years, when the land was roamed by mastodons, mammoths, and short-faced bears. The sea was 100 feet lower then, the coast 70 miles further out. Survival depended on finding fresh water for the first few people coming south. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The horses and the camels and the bisons moved on. The saber-toothed cats all died, along with the glyptodonts and the giant toad sloth, when the first few people arrived. For the only fresh water was in limestone holes and ravines down in the ground. And the human beings with their sharp-tipped spears were always hanging around. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. Could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The land grew warmer, the water rose, the ice age came to an end. Rivers flowed over the limestone holes, warm was the winter rain. Everything that survived adapted. The river of grass was born. Mosquitoes and gators found it to be an excellent hunting ground. 12,000 years later, and what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, and plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests a river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Osceola River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. Hiding from human hands.